Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And Vance, I just wanted to talk to you about, you know, you're in a huddle. You look into the quarterback's eyes when he's calling the play. When you looked into Colin's eyes and now you look into Blaine's eyes, is it the same kind of confidence? Is it completely different? What kind of feeling do you get when you look into your new QB's eyes?
Well, I mean, both guys have, you know, we've gotten reps with both guys in the offense throughout OTAs the past couple seasons. So, I mean, they have different sets of techniques and dynamics to the field. And, yeah, I mean, I enjoy playing football with both the guys. I mean, it doesn't matter who we have in there. It's not like it's going to change the way I approach the rep.
Was there a division or a schism in the locker room that some people wanted Cap to stay and some said, no, let Gabbert get a chance? Or do you guys just show up to work and say, hey, look, whoever's taking the snaps, my job's to catch the ball?
Well, yeah, definitely the latter on that one. You know, we build a very solid team atmosphere here, and everyone loves everyone, and everyone enjoys playing football here with each other. And we just, I mean, we have a great time, you know, and yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter who's in the huddle like you're talking, getting at, and there's absolutely no division. And we, you know, the way Colin had to go out and, you know, with his injury, but, you know, it was unfortunate. But I had no doubts that he could definitely rebound and be the quarterback everyone knows he can be.
You literally mean everyone loves everyone, Vance?
Yeah, I absolutely mean that.
Okay.
I mean, that's how I approach it. You know, I'm a fun-loving guy.
Mm-hmm. All right, fair enough. The differences, I'm interested in because, you know, Jeep Chris was the QB coach, and now he's scheming the offense, he's designing the plays, calling or not calling your number depending on the situation during the game. And then Greg Roman had great, great success. Last year, 8 wins was considered a bad season. I know some people that would love to win 8 games for their team, but the way the schemes are drawn up, was it an entirely different new language for you, or was it kind of a seamless transition and a lot of the stuff you guys just ran last year?
No, for me, you know, I think it was very, very similar. You know, we have a lot of the same keys, a lot of the same pieces of the offense that we carried over from last year, you know, Jeep being on the staff as well, and we kept a lot of the same language, and it was a very smooth transition.
Hey, Vance, it's John Baker, and I know that you and Rick are talking about football stuff, and I can't imagine, as a former player, baseball player myself, I've been through rough seasons and transitions where your friends are gone. You know, I had it happen where friends left and they become the NLCS MVP with another team during the season, and I know what it feels like. And as I was reading about you and learning about you, one of the things that you and I share in common, which I think it would be a good thing to bring up, especially with what's going on in your season right now, is your trip to Haiti. I went 6 months after the earthquake in 2010. And spent some good time down there in Port-au-Prince and then up in Cap-Haitien. And it had a profound effect on how I viewed the world, how I viewed my dinner, how I viewed the freeways in when I got back into Miami. And I wanted to let you maybe talk about that a little bit. Talk about the positivity of that trip, how difficult it is emotionally, and what you learned from going down there.
Hey, well, first, I want to appreciate you asking that question. But, yeah, I mean, that just completely opens up your eyes. And, you know, it's everything is just so positive. I mean, they have nothing. I mean, they have nothing down there compared to what we have here in America. And yet they're just so happy. And they're just full of laughter and grace and just happiness. I mean, it really is an unbelievable experience. And you know, you guys always talk about the negative, you know, especially in the media and you know, what kind of crazy locker room, you know, situation we're in. But really, like, having something like that for me personally, I mean, you can't help but just approach every single day just being so fortunate and so blessed. And you know, I really do mean it. Like, every single person in the locker room I have an inside joke with. I mean, I can legitimately go up and ask them, you know, something very personal and just share, like, a really good moment. And, you know, that's really awesome to have. And it's even better to have, you know, an experience like that in Haiti where you can really just appreciate all the things that you know, some people take for granted.
Was there one thing that like stuck out for you? I mean, for me, it was food. When I came home after like making rice and handing out rice, I come home and I go to not finish my dinner and look at my plate and I'm like, no, none of this is going in the garbage. And it's something that stayed with me for 5 years. It's been 5 years since I've been down there, and it's something that stays with me. It's something that affects me every time I have a meal. And how appropriate, you know, that tomorrow is the day we're supposed to be thankful for the things that we have. You know, how appropriate that you guys have had the opportunity to go down there. And I thank you, obviously from myself and somebody who's been down as well, but from the people down there too, for the impact that you had, because it's so positive and it's a great thing to talk about on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. You know, I never have a problem finishing my food, but, no, but seriously, I would say kind of like what I was talking about just a second ago with just how, I mean, you just can look into their eyes and, you know, I mean, it's like, I mean, they realize, you know, the situation they're in, but at the same time, it doesn't affect, you know, it doesn't have a negative effect on their day. And they just carry themselves just, you know, just so positively. And it's just so great, you know, sharing little moments with them like that. But I would say the other thing would definitely be traffic lights, like you're saying, like you're talking about earlier. I mean, it is just, it really is a mission to get through, you know, one side of Port-au-Prince to the other, you know, the main city there, capital of Haiti. And anyway, but yeah.
A couple more questions for Vance McDonald of the 49ers. And how sweet was it to pull in that TD pass? Did you keep the ball? Is it already in a glass cube?
Yeah, you know, I was talking to someone earlier, my mom, my wife. So I got me like a glass little football case for my first rookie season in December. And they were like, which one are you going to put in there? You know, the first touchdown ball from Levi's Stadium or your first regular season touchdown? And I had some back and forth answers, but I think I'm going to go with this one that happened on Sunday. It was a really sweet moment.
All right, very cool. And finally, I wanted to ask you, I know when you were at Rice, your tight end coach was David Sloan, and I remember him as a player in the NFL. That guy was a beast. And he got beat up a lot. What were some of the things that he taught you because it got you to the show?
Yeah, that's something I really – I mean, I'm not saying I didn't take advantage of it when I was at Rice, but I definitely started to come to appreciate it now that I've been here for a couple of years. And, God, that guy was a great coach. And, you know, being fresh and, like, you know, so soon out of the game and coming and being able to be my position coach, he taught me so many little things that he had learned through 9 years of playing. And, I mean, geez, guy had a lot of experience, Pro Bowler. And, I mean, really just kind of like the little bitty thing is just kind of like approaching the daily grind and you know, taking advantage of every opportunity. I know everyone says that, but, you know, coming from Coach Sloan, the guy who did it and had a lot of success in the NFL, and, you know, here he is, you know, he has this great name, but at the same time, he still approached the same day the same way. And, I mean, it was his first year as a coach whenever I had him, and, you know, he was our GA the years before that, and he still, you know, had that same mindset. I mean, it was really neat to see, and, I mean, it definitely showed in his coaching, and it definitely kind of carried over into kind of like my work ethic, you know, and coming here to the NFL.
That's Inside the 49ers Locker Room with Vance McDonald, sponsored by Jeep Marin. Stop in during the Jeep Celebration event at Jeep Marin. Vance, thanks for your time, man. Really appreciate your insights as well, and best of luck against Arizona.
Thank you, guys.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.